T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, so having been in a treatment for cancer and having been in a significant number of hospitals, when you go in, they lead you to a dressing room and you take your clothes off and you put on one of those gowns. You folks are familiar. As it turns out, and this is about as creepy as it gets, quite frankly, I mean, if some criminal wants to put hidden cameras in a dressing room, it's hard for an employer to know that, I would imagine, immediately. But it appears as if this went on in a significant manner. Man, while people were getting dressed, in some cases women were getting dressed in the dressing rooms at West Penn Hospital. Man, highly regarded hospital, highly. This creep who is facing significant charges. Two attorneys that I know very well have said enough of that. And check this out. It looks like this guy set up cameras. Listen to this. He taped at least 34 patients and 21 female co-workers, at least changing their clothes, then downloading the video in his home computer. Wow. That scares the heck out of me. I got to grab these two gentlemen I know very well. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Your good friend John Weinstein said, if I'm not good to you, I'm going to jail. So I got to be good to you, all right?
That sounds like a plan to me.
Mike Sicari. Hold on. Rob Pierce, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Great. Hey, Mike, let's snag you first. Man, sure. Mike, this is shocking stuff, is it not?
It is. It's shocking and unfortunate.
And what was happening from what you know, Mike?
So from our understanding and based on the investigation that's been conducted so far, this gentleman was setting up cameras and in some instances multiple cameras, both in an imaging room and in an employee unisex bathroom. As far as the images and video that were captured in the actual imaging room, we believe there were multiple cameras set up, and worst of all, it's our understanding that this actor, this employee, would instruct these women to get undressed and tell them to get into a hospital gown, step out of the room.
So, I get this right, Mike. So he was the guy that kind of told them how to prepare, so he was also the guy that set up the cameras?
That's correct. Yeah. And in some instances, he's the one that performed these procedures.
Mike, how long do you know, buddy, how long this is going on?
We don't know yet, and that's another unsettling fact about this case. We don't know what scale this is. We know at least some 50-some people have been recorded. We know there are patients and employees that have been recorded that haven't been identified yet, and we do know that they're looking back to at least 2018. But who knows how extensive this could be.
Attorney Mike Sicari, who filed this class action yesterday. Mike, I always say this about my career. I've seen it all twice, but this is a new low, Mike. This is disgusting and vile, is it not, sir?
I agree, especially because these women are in such a point of vulnerability. And they're there to get treatment for cancer, or they're there because they have a cancer scare. And they're putting their trust into the hospital. They're putting their trust into these medical professionals. And in this situation, their trust was horribly betrayed.
Have you talked to some of these women, and how are they handling this, Mike?
Well, I have, and I can tell you that there's been certainly been a loss of trust in the medical profession, like I said, and at a time when it's just so important for them to be able to trust the people that are treating them.
Hold on, Mike. I want to grab my friend Rob Pierce.
Yes.
Rob, we talk a lot, man. You're always in the middle of some important litigation. This one is particularly disturbing, is it not, Rob?
It is, Marty. As you know, class actions are meant to take care of a whole group of people in a similar situation. The fact that we're talking about at least 50-some-odd patients and employees, and these are only female, I believe this is the tip of the iceberg. I believe there are images of females that we do not know about as we sit here today. And I also believe there had to be photographs taken of males that were deleted in some capacity. This particular case would encompass any patient or visitor to the hospital that had their photograph taken. And quite candidly, it disgusts me that we need to use class action as a way to try to change the procedures of West Penn Hospital to try to compensate any victims. It's wrong that the number is so high, but unfortunately, this is the mechanism I believe would be best to help protect their interests.
Hey, Rob, I would imagine, maybe I'm wrong, but I would imagine a lot of the folks don't even know this happened to them.
Marty, I believe the vast majority of the people involved have no idea. The police are trying to contact everyone they can recognize. Obviously, not every victim, because of the nature of the camera and quite candidly, the way the camera was taking pictures of genitalia and sensitive body parts, it is not so simple to identify those individuals unless they have a unique marking of some sort. So we believe that this activity took place for at least over a two-year period, that there are multiple individuals that have no idea their image was taken. And equally concerning, Marty, is, we don't know if they just stayed on this guy's computer or if they were sent elsewhere on the internet or the web. And that is extremely concerning to our clients and those victims that have no idea graphic photographs of them might be out there.
Man, I want to grab Mike Zagari again. Mike, are you asking folks who are in a certain circumstance to call you? How are you gathering folks for the class action, sir?
Sure. Yeah, we put together a great team of lawyers that are experienced in situations like this and cases like this to help get justice for these women that have been taken advantage of. So we'd be happy for people to reach out to all three of our firms, Zagari & Associates, Robert Pearson Associates, and Joseph Charlton's law firm, Charlton Law, as well.
Hey, Mike. Honestly, I mean, if this is 2 years and the guy sees a number of patients every day, there could be hundreds of people, right?
Yes. I mean, you just have to think about how many patients have been in and out of that examination room or in and out of that employee bathroom. There's a level of uncertainty here that is unsettling. It certainly is. And, if this lawsuit prevents anyone in the future from being exposed or violated in such a heinous manner as this, then it'll be a success, and if it leads to a greater protection of patients' privacy, then it'll be a success.
No, I'm with you. Mike, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, Rob, how do you proceed, man?
It's going to be difficult. I think we're going to hear from a whole bunch of people and keep going to court and I'm afraid that the number is much greater than anyone realizes.
Allegheny Health Network is disgusted by this and was very supportive of the police arresting him. Have they been helpful to you so far?
It's in the early stages. We are optimistic that they will cooperate. We intend to look into the procedures that were in place or lack thereof. Yeah. We want to look into the hiring process, the background checks, the training, and most importantly, supervision, and try to find out how for 2 years cameras could be placed in these rooms without anyone knowing about it.
Rob Pierce, so one of my favorite lawyers. He's always out there fighting for folks' rights. Hey, Rob, keep me in line with what's happening, all right?
Will do. Thank you, man. Sir.
Very good stuff. Scary. By the way, Allegheny Health Network, obviously disgusted by this, completely unaware of this, and the guy has been arrested and charged.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.